A grandmother who says she cooks with cannabis to ease her depression has been found guilty of growing and possessing the drug. More on that.
I don't want to come down. It's too fun to be high. Nah, I want to get baked every day for the rest of my life.
Spark up, sit back, smoke up. It's time for Oz's Smoke Shed.
Hey, listeners, how's it going? This is Oz, the resident roller from Urban Smoker. Hello from my smoke shed. It's nice to speak to you guys. I know that I haven't been around for quite some time, and I must apologise for that. I want to start by thanking the thousands of you that still tune in and check out our wide variety of podcasts here on Urban Smoker. You'll all, of course, been following the adventures of our wonderful mistress of marijuana, Nico Vicious, as she explores the world of weed. Mistress, we miss you so much. I can't wait until the day that you're back in my arms and I'm rolling joints for you. And right now she's in Australia, where she's been hanging out with Bibi, that's Black Beauty, from the Dope Fiend Network. She's got her own podcast, Bibi's Bungalow. It's really good. You should check it out. There's some wicked tunes on that, and Bibi's Australian accent is well worth tuning in for. But where have I been? You might be wondering. Well, as you know, as a resident roller, I've grown up around weed. I've grown up in a world of weed. I mean, hell, my first words were tetrahydrocannabinol. But although I know a lot about the world of weed and can answer almost any question, what I felt I didn't know a lot about recently was growing. I knew a lot about the plant, I've seen a lot of plants, but I hadn't undertaken that many growing operations myself, so what I decided to do was get back into the field and get some experience again, but I'll tell you more about that later. First, I want to tell you about what this show is all about today. This is Oz is FAQs, that's Frequently Asked Questions. Basically, people are always asking questions because I'm a bit of a fountain of knowledge on weed. I don't know everything, and it's certainly fun researching and learning everything I can about the humble herb, yes. But one question that came up, it was mentioned on the Dope Fiends podcast. You guys might be familiar with Dope Fiend. He's got an excellent show, comes out every Monday. Oh, he's the bomb. If he wasn't already married, I'd be trying to marry him right now. You should check out his podcast. But anyway, there's a guy on his show who was talking about red eye and how is it possible, if at all, to remove or reduce red eye? Or, ultimately as well, what causes it? So I decided I thought I would answer this question for you guys as well. So you might wonder, what causes red eye? Now, as you all know, marijuana acts as a muscle relaxant, and in your eyes there are many little veins. Now when you use cannabis, these veins are relaxed, widening slightly and increasing the blood flow in your eye. Now this is visible as the stoner phenomenon known as red eye. Now it is possible that if you're eating weed as opposed to smoking it, it could cause it to appear more intense because it's a different way that weed acts in your body when it's ingested that way. Especially also because the effects are usually stronger felt than smoking, so it's not surprising if it looks worse. Now smoke itself also has the potential to exacerbate the appearance of red eye. Now anyone who's ever gotten smoke in their eye can testify to this. Now I find it happens a lot when I'm reading, as my head's kind of tilted down, or when I'm holding that lit joint, you know, or when you know you're holding the joint in your mouth because you're using your hands, and some of that smoke tends to waft into your eye, and that can be pretty painful. It's a bit of a tear-jerker, to be honest with you folks. But, you know, it's never good. I was just very conscious of not getting smoke in my eye when I lit the joint there, due to what I just said. Anyway, I'm unsure if there's a particular perfect way to get rid of red eye. Now, eye drops certainly don't work, so don't really waste your money on that because people are just trying to make a quick buck. However, I find that a bottle of fizzy sugary juice, something like a cherry coke or something like that, and a large chocolate bar can help you if you're feeling worried about how stoned you are and if the in your eyes are very red, because the sugar can help to neutralize the stoned effects and help to level you out a bit. Don't try that if you're diabetic though, please don't. Now, if you find yourself in a situation whereby you have red eye and you're worried people will notice, preempt it by telling them upon your arrival that your contact lenses are being a real pain today and you don't have your glasses. You can even ask them if your eyes look funny to them, because if they say yes, it only confirms your deception. And if they say no, it doesn't look dodgy, you're in the clear. Now, if it's really bad and you're at work and they think it's your eyes playing up, you might even get to go home early. Obviously, I don't condone smoking marijuana at work unless being a stoner is your job, or using my excuses to get off work, although it can be fun. So I hope that answers you guys' questions about what causes red eye and tells you a little bit more about that amazing stoner phenomenon. Now, this is just a short podcast, as I mentioned before, but what you can do for Oz's FAQs is get your questions into me. Any question about marijuana, growing it, the history of it, the politics of it, the culture of it, any question at all, and I will do my very best to answer it. In fact, I won't do my very best, I will answer it. There is no question that I, Oz, the resident ruler, can't answer. That's guaranteed. And if I can't answer your question, you win my stash. And trust me, you're going to need a helicopter to collect that bad boy. To get your questions in to the Smoke Shed, you can leave a comment on the page, on the Podomatic page here. Just click comment and leave that away. You can also email me at urbansmoker@hotmail.co.uk. That's urbansmoker@hotmail.co.uk. You can also get me on the Skype, urbansmoker420. Give me a shout. Give us a call. I'll happily take your questions online as well. Now it's time for me to get off. As I say, I've been doing lots of training in the arts of grow operations, particularly of the hydroponic variety. So I've got to go off and get back to my training. You know, things going on. Now remember, get your questions in and I'll speak to you guys later. This is Oz, the resident ruler, saying, take it easy, dudes. All the bongs, all the blunts, all the buds, Oz's Smoke Shed on Podomatic.